Astronomers are thrilled to have discovered the most distant object in our solar system. Sedna, as it's called, is a reddish ball of ice and dust that orbits far beyond Neptune and Pluto. It's currently 8 billion miles from the Sun, and it's in an oblong orbit that takes it much farther away than that. Sedna is about 1,000 miles across, so it's probably in the same size range as Pluto, which is the smallest planet. And that raises the question of whether Sedna should be considered a planet too. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
People have known about planets for thousands of years. Planets were those mysterious points of light that wandered across the night sky. Planet comes from the word wanderer. We now know that planets wander because they orbit the Sun, just like the Earth. But even to this day, the word planet doesn't have a precise scientific definition. So the new object discovered far out beyond Pluto finds itself in the middle of an existential crisis. Is it a planet or not?
In my opinion, this is not a planet. And I'll tell you why.
Mike Brown at Caltech is one of the astronomers who discovered Sedna. He personally defines a planet as an object that's much bigger than anything else in a comparable orbit. Sedna is probably just the first discovery of a whole population of similar objects in similar orbits. So Brown says Sedna doesn't deserve to be called a planet. End of story? Not according to one of the other astronomers on the team that discovered Sedna, David Rabinowitz at Yale.
Of course it is a planet. It goes around the Sun like every other planet. And even the smallest asteroids we call minor planets.
The question in his mind is where to draw the line between minor planets and regular planets.
If you call Pluto a planet, this is close to the size of Pluto, so should you call it a planet? That's something we'll be deciding over the next couple of years as we find more of these.
His colleague Mike Brown solves that conundrum by saying Pluto isn't a planet either. It is, after all, in orbit with a bunch of other chunks of rock and dust called Kuiper Belt objects, which aren't all that much smaller. Of course, many other astronomers have a strong sentimental attachment to Pluto, and they are not about to let it lose its status as the ninth planet in our solar system. For a third opinion, try Alan Stern at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. He defines a planet as something shaped by gravity. Chairs, boulders, and even asteroids are far too small to have their shape influenced by the gravitational attraction of their own atoms.
But objects hundreds and thousands of kilometers across are always round because gravity controls their shape. That's the boundary that most astronomers accept as the lower size limit for planets.
So by this definition, Sedna is a planet. And if astronomers discover hundreds of other objects like Sedna, Stern says they will be planets too. But he skirts the debate about whether to call Sedna a plain old planet or a minor planet.
Well, I call it a dwarf planet, just like we have dwarf stars and dwarf galaxies in the lexicon.
So when the grand poobahs of astronomy get together to debate the formal name and status of Sedna, they will have yet another possibility to mull. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.